Gardeners are being called upon to help save the British bumblebee, whose numbers have slumped dramatically in the last decade. In some parts of the country, modern farming practices have all but wiped them out. And of the 20 species generally found in Britain, 6 are considered to be particularly endangered. However, there are many easy and inexpensive ways we can all help save the bumblebee. And according to Richard Jones, director of the International Bee Research Association, there are plenty of benefits for us too.
When you're sitting out in your garden, the drone of a bumblebee, the sight of this cuddly, striped little teddy bear of nature, if you like, flying past, surely must bring satisfaction in itself. The fact that it's actually pollinating your fruit trees. It may even help with your tomatoes, because they like tomato plants for pollination. So, yes, it's helping you. It's giving you, I hope, some pleasant contentment, and surely it's nice to see them.
So how can I encourage more bumblebees into my garden?
Well, a bumblebee is an animal which needs to graze. It needs food. Bumblebees need a supply of flowers. So if you've got a garden which has flowers blooming from, shall we say, April, May, right the way through to October, then you are producing a series of blossoms which will have nectar and pollen, which the bee wants, and that's the best way to encourage them, is to have a chain of development. It makes for a very pretty garden too.
What do the bumblebees then do during the winter months?
Well, towards the end of the season, the eggs that are laid turn into queen bumblebees. These queen bumblebees go on mating flights, and I should say that some of the other eggs, of course, are drone male bumblebees. So they'll fly off, they'll have their mating flight. The queens will then find a little nook or cranny, perhaps in a tussock of grass, perhaps in the eaves of your garden shed, some little tiny little crack, hardly noticeable to you, and they'll go in there and they'll live in a state of semi-hibernation. The workers and the drones and the other bumblebees just die off. That's that. Come the springtime, about April, May, depending on the weather, you will see the bumblebee traversing your lawn, back and forth, looking at the borders, about 18 inches, 2 foot off the ground. And what they're looking for is a nest or a place where they can build their nest. This could be an old mouse hole. They seem to love old mouse nests. A hole in the ground that goes into a rockery or something like that. And behind the hole, there is a cavity about the size of a grapefruit or thereabouts. And in there, this queen, who has remained pregnant, of course, throughout the winter months, will lay the first eggs and then look after them, and workers will hatch, and gradually a colony will develop, and you could have 50, 60, perhaps even up to 200 bumblebees, which will then busily and contentedly hum around your garden and go further afield, helping with pollination.
How can I encourage them to nest in my garden?
Well, you can actually build nests. We've produced a little book called Building Nests for Bumblebees. And these can be as simple as a couple of flower pots buried into the ground. They need to have a source of air and ventilation. They need to be dry and well insulated. And we suggest things like kapok to put in them, rather than perhaps cotton wool as a nesting material, because that catches on the hairs of the legs of the bee and tends to trap it. So you have to think a little bit about it. When a bumblebee is building a nest, it will not actually take material into the nest. They have to find the nest ready-made and suitable. So if you can create something suitable, they'll move in straight away. There are ways, of course, of catching a bumblebee and putting it in the nest and encouraging it to stay there, by kindness, I hasten to add, not imprisoning it.
Now, the thing that would worry me, though, is if I got the bumblebees in my garden, I then have like a huge swarm of them and I'd be like overrun with bumblebees. Maybe they'd attack me or something like that. I mean, how safe is it to do that?
Well, you won't have a swarm, not a swarm of bumblebees. Honeybees swarm, that's the way that the colonies reproduce. They sort of split and a swarm goes off and so on. Bumblebees, you'll have perhaps 50 in a nest. A very big nest is 200, that's very, very rare. So 50, 60, 70 bumblebees. They're only little creatures spread over your garden and several neighbours' gardens. They're not going to be great pests to you. They certainly won't come for you or attack you in any way. The only danger is if, for example, somebody's lost a ball down the end of the garden, you go to retrieve it from the bottom of the tussocky grass and you shove your hand in and it's close to where the nest is, then they might think, oh, somebody's come to destroy my home. But no swarming, and certainly they will not attack you unless severely provoked. I mean, if they actually stood on or held in a clenched hand, then they'll sting to try and get out. So I don't think there are many fears there.
Now, apart from having big flowering plants, maybe allowing an area for the bumblebees to build their nests, is there anything else I can do that would help them along in the garden?
They have to drink, and they are very fastidious. They need a source of clean water. But very cleverly, too, they need sometimes take that water back to their colony, back to their nest, and use it in the same way as we use air conditioning. In other words, by evaporating the water that they've taken back, they help control the temperature of the nest. So if you don't want them in one particular place, put a source of clean water somewhere else, and they will learn to go to it.
That's Richard Jones from the International Bee Research Association.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.